This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A woman has died after she fell into Boulder Creek early this morning. Boulder police say first responders administered CPR before taking the woman to the hospital, where she later died. The Daily Camera reports it's the third death on Boulder Creek in the last month. Colorado's 8th District is one to watch as Republicans try to win control of Congress next year, but one prominent candidate to take on Democratic incumbent Yadira Caraveo has decided not to run. CPR's been to Berkeley reports.
Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer only lost to Caraveo by fewer than 2,000 votes last year. But she says she's not going to try for a rematch. Instead, she'll run for re-election to the state Senate. Her decision may encourage other interested Republicans to enter the race soon. With control of the U.S. House coming down to only a handful of seats, next year's Congressional District 8 race is likely to draw a lot of national attention. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Passengers at Denver International Airport can continue to book a timed entry at security checkpoints through a new program that lets people skip the long lines for free. Nearly all the slots have been booked by around 5,000 passengers through Den Reserve since the pilot program launched in June. Anyone with a plane ticket can book a time online up to 3 days before their flight. Passengers can choose times up to 4 hours before departure and then go right through the special reserve line. It'll be another hot day across Colorado tomorrow, in Denver 94 degrees, in Grand Junction 101. This is CPR News at 7:06.